about a nice hand for the graduates as they come in. I'll be with you in about 3 minutes for some comments.
Thank you.
Nice hand for Brian Sand and his quintet. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal. We have a splendid show for you today. I think we should be done before noon. Unfortunately, we don't have any Habs to cheer anymore for another year, but bad luck. I would say one thing. There is an important announcement that if this tent is equipped with a fire alarm, and if it does go off, please make yourselves clear to the exits on both sides of the tent. And if you're having children in a stroller, leave the stroller, get your children. It's a better package to deal with one way or another. The platform party will be arriving very soon. I would give one piece of advice to all of the graduates. Please make sure you have your lineup card. You've been told this probably too many times already, but it's easy to forget. Tear it in half. Make sure you have both halves with you. The first one is to be delivered to the marshal adjacent to the reader, and the second one is to be delivered over here so that you may pick up your degree. If for some reason your degree is the wrong degree, which I'm sure it won't be, but if it is, and it's a PhD, you can just exit the door and there you are. On the other hand, if you're getting a PhD and it says a BS or a BA, then there's another problem to deal with. But what the one piece of advice that I really would have you pay attention to is watch the person in front of you, except for the very first person, the very first PhD who will go up on stage. There's a simple protocol. You have your picture taken. You will be directed as to where to go, but watch ahead of you as to how it is working. And then you will be tapped on the shoulder for your degree in the middle of the stage, and as I mentioned, deliver your other half of your lineup card at this final end. But watch the people ahead of you, and don't put your lineup cards on the seat or anywhere else. Now, we have a few late people this morning, which means that you will not be returning to exactly the same seat, because our staff factors in all of the people who are late into the correct position numerically. Also, when you are in line, just check your neighbors to see that you are in the appropriate position. And I hear the platform party coming, so I would ask you, please, as they enter the tent, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Education. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in my interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence, the most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or even the absence of clean drinking water, or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to such places as Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer. Ouvrez comme menton auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté, et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I have always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that like me, will never regret it. Merci, thank you. Je Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellors emeriti, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipient, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, remember this moment. Remember too all the people who have supported you in your studies. Families and friends, of course, professors, librarians, staff, you have not been alone. I invite you, all graduates, to please stand up. All of you, please stand up. Look around you and give a big round of applause for all of those who have supported you over the years. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "That's great. So what are you going to do next?" I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And please do relax, because you don't have to answer the question to get your degree. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what are you going to do next. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You've finished a degree. That is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that's ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and enjoy. For some of you, your next classroom will be in the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill, mais la plupart se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary. And having recently returned to school myself, come back to my own alma mater, I understand these feelings. John Wood, this morning's honorary doctorate recipient, has certainly known his own profound transition, which took him, as he has described it, from doing what society told me I should be doing to instead following my heart and my passion. That passion for education and literacy, in turn, has kick-started life-changing transitions for millions of children. When we find ourselves in times of transition, the people who are close to us often reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, and sometimes with gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts, and I'd like to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research careers together. She gave me a fridge magnet. It reads, "Proceeds as if success is inevitable." Now, it's fantastic to have a friend who believes in you. But I think what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you have to leave this comfort zone for something that is new and unknown. You're going to need to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. This brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. Think about it, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high. Allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all time. These are powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one gift, the very special people that you meet in life. Remember the friends you've made here at McGill. Keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks his 60th anniversary of his own graduation at McGill, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many, many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the Francophone parents of one of our students. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Chancelier was not a term they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill," the singer-songwriter of McGill University. They were looking at each other in total confusion. McGill being such a great university, they thought must have a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. It made me reflect on the great hits of Arnold as our chancellor. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill University and has sung our praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He's generous with his time and advice, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit un grand chansonnier québécois, Monsieur Gilles Vigneault, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une belle et grande famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university, and I want you to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your amazing things. Félicitations, congratulations.
I now invite Professor Dilson Rassiet, Interim Dean of Education, to present this year's Distinguished Teaching Award. Professor Rassiet.
Mr. Chancellor, it's my great pleasure to present to you the Faculty of Education's Award for Distinguished Teaching to Professor Nathan Hall, an assistant professor in the Department of Education and Counseling Psychology. Professor Hall has demonstrated excellence in teaching since joining McGill in 2010. Professor Hall has been a dedicated and inspirational supervisor who's frequently cited for his organization, engaging learning environment, and his wealth of knowledge and experience in the teaching of research methodologies. Professor Hall is appreciated for contributing not only to his students' academic pursuits, but for fostering an accommodating milieu where ideas can be exchanged and encouraged. Professor Hall has stated that his focus as a professor at McGill lies on instruction, course development, and student advising. His passion for students' learning and motivation is second to none. He captivates students by encouraging activities that develop critical thinking, and he's admired for his enthusiasm both in the classroom setting and when working individually with his students as they determine and realize their research paths and careers. A vital part of his success has been his commitment to providing feedback through various methods of teaching and learning, including students' peer evaluations and small group discussions in classes. He has been said to go beyond the door of the classroom and profoundly impact every student, whether on academic, professional, or personal level, a sentiment that is shared by many of his students and colleagues. Madam Vice Chancellor, on behalf of the Faculty of Education, I'm very proud to present Professor Nathan Hall, the winner of the Faculty of Education's Distinguished Teaching Award for 2014.
I now ask Professor Rassiet to return to the podium to present Mr. John Wood, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it's my pleasure to present to you Mr. John Wood, a living example of McGill's motto, Grandescent Octa Labore, and that is, by work, all things increase and grow. Mr. Wood is an accomplished and inspiring philanthropist who created the award-winning non-for-profit organization Room to Read. Through this organization, he has impacted millions of students globally. Over $300 million has been raised to help provide increased access to high-quality education opportunities. Room to Read has established over 1,750 schools, 16,000 libraries, and has distributed 13 million books in over 10 developing countries. Throughout this, he has succeeded in providing millions of young children the lifelong gift of education and literacy. John Wood teaches at New York University and the Harvard Graduate School of Education, and he's the author of the book, Leaving Microsoft to Change the World, which highlights his personal experience, where he chose to walk away from Microsoft at the height of his corporate career to dedicate his life to helping others, and especially children. He's a renowned speaker who serves as an inspiration to audiences, teaching them to think differently and more boldly about what they can accomplish as true leaders in the future. Mr. Chancellor, it's my privilege to present you Mr. John Wood, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Letters honoris causa.
Don't go too far away. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to invite Dr. John Wood to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Wood.
Okay, so I was a little bit eager there to come up here. Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Fortier, Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound, distinguished guests and all graduating students, thank you for this honor. I promise to always be worthy of it, and I promise to always be part of the McGill community. In the last couple of days, and indeed the last couple of years of building out Room to Read Around the World, I've felt not only like an honorary degree recipient, I've felt quite a bit like an honorary Canadian as we built out our fundraising presence across Canada, major cities, small towns, everywhere that become part of Room to Read. I want to start with just a simple salute that maybe you could join in. If anybody here is a parent or a grandparent or a member of a family who's been part of the support structure of these graduating students, please raise your hand and let us acknowledge you, because without our families, we can't do this. I so remember how important my own parents were to my education, my grandmother who read books with me when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, my parents who encouraged me every week to put money away to save for university, my mother who helped me with my homework, and my father who helped me with my math. Without our families, we couldn't do what we do, so they deserve special recognition. I also wish to apologize to all of you today who have gotten a PhD degree and you've done it the hard way. I apologize that I have taken the easy way out. I have not had to write a thesis. I've had to write only a very short speech. And to the graduating students, I am the last thing standing between you and your degree. And that is not an enviable place to be. There's a saying in Africa, where Room to Read does much work, that the most dangerous place to be in Africa is between a hippopotamus and its water supply. You don't want to get onto that path. So I will try to keep my remarks fairly brief, since all of you are excited to be getting your degrees. As we all know, education is at its best when you can feel the energy and feel the hope and feel the optimism and feel the brighter future that comes with the power and indeed the lifelong gift of education. You can feel it when you see a very active school library with first and second graders connecting with books. You can feel it when you have a reasoned, respectful academic debate. You can feel it when you have world-class researchers trying to battle cancer. And you can indeed feel it here in this room today, the energy and the optimism that comes with education. Contrary to that, we know that education is at its worst when it's failing or when it is completely lacking. When the presence and the success of education is perhaps the most hopeful thing in the world, the lack of education for the poorest of the poor is perhaps the most depressing systemic failure we face in the world today. We know that nobody is hit harder by lack of education than the poorest of the poor. Not just resource poor, but many times opportunity poor. If you're born here in Canada, or if you're born in the United States where I was born, or Switzerland, or the United Kingdom, or Australia, you're amongst the luckiest people on earth, because you're guaranteed by your government that you will have a complete education. It may not be a perfect education, there may be some things that are wrong here and there, but we are amongst the luckiest people on earth to be born where we are born. But what if your reality is that you're a girl born into rural Nigeria and kidnapped by warlords? What if your reality is that you're a child born in post-Civil War Sri Lanka or post-Khmer Rouge Cambodia, and you do not have a chance to gain an education? This is nothing more than planned poverty. We know that 1 billion people in the world today live on less than $1 a day. We know that 2 billion people live on less than $2 a day. And think about having nothing more than a loonie or a TUI in your pocket. And that is all you have for the day to get everything you need, from food to shelter to medicine to education for your kids. We know that there is nothing more arbitrary and random in life than where we are born and to whom we are born. If you're born to educated parents in Canada, you've won that lottery of life. If you're born to illiterate parents somewhere in the developing world, you've lost that lottery of life and are subjected to a lifetime of poverty because you've not learned to read from a young age. Today in the world, 200 million young people woke up in the developing world and did not go to school. I'll throw that number out again, 200 million. In today's world, 780 million people remain illiterate. Two-thirds of those who are illiterate in the world today are girls and women. And this is one of the biggest failures of the world today, of lack of education for girls and women. Looking around this stage, looking around this audience, we know that when the world is full of a generation of educated, butt-kicking women, that's when things change. Right? I know that because my mother is an educated, butt-kicking woman, and she really completely keeps me in line still to this day at age 85, telling me what books I should be reading. But I want to tell you just two short stories of why my life changed. Number one was in rural Cambodia. In 1994, I was on the back of a motorbike. The Khmer Rouge were still in the jungle. The Cambodian government was trying to rebuild after a Holocaust that killed over 1.3 million citizens. And I looked at I saw a burned out building. And I said to my motorcycle driver, "What is that building?" And he said, "That was our school. It was burned down by the Khmer Rouge. The Khmer Rouge killed the teachers, burned the books, and burned the building down because they were against education." I said, "How long ago did that happen?" He said, 10 years ago. And I said, "Why has the school not been rebuilt?" And he just gave me a forlorn look and he said, "A lot of people tell us that they will come back and help us, but we never see those people again." Please, to all of us here, let's not be those people who see tragedy and see lack of opportunity, but yet they never hear from us again. Let's be the people who go back and help to build opportunities for those who have lost the lottery of life. In Nepal, in 1998, I met a headmaster while trekking the Annapurna Circuit, and he had 450 students showing up every single day, but his library was completely lacking in books. They had no children's books in the library. And I asked the headmaster why, and he said, "Well, in Nepal, we are too poor to afford education. Yet, until we have education, we will always remain poor." And that struck me as the cruelest irony, that rather than being born in Connecticut to a middle-class educated family, I could have been born in the middle of the mountains in western Nepal and not gained literacy and not had books from a young age. Well, I vowed in that day to change the world through the power of education, and I'm very proud of the team that we've built, and I accept this degree on behalf of our amazing team that has refused to slow down and refused to be complacent, and we've now reached over 8.5 million children across the developing world with access to literacy classes, with access to libraries, with access to better schools. And of equal importance, equal access for the girl child. I talk a lot about the importance of educating girls. I want to be very clear, I'm not anti-boy. As a former boy myself, I would never want to be accused of being anti-boy. We have to make sure we reach every girl and every boy across the world, wherever there's lack of resources. It can be here in Canada, it can be across sub-Saharan Africa, it can be anywhere, but if we see lack of education, we have to help people as much as possible. The two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning New York Times writer Nicholas Kristof, who's also the co-author with his wife, Cheryl Wu Dunn, of the book Half the Sky, wrote about Rimnareed's work in the New York Times last week. And with reference to the Nigerian warlords, he said, "Poverty holds more children hostage worldwide than any group of warlords ever could." That's the bad news. The good news is we can act on that, we should act on that, we will act on that, because those forces of darkness who tell children they're not going to get educated, it could be warlords, it could be the Taliban, it could simply be indifference. Those forces must be attacked. And we must say to all of them, in the long run, you will lose and we will win. Because civil society has to win. An integrated, peaceful, stable world has to win. More of the world, ideally, will one day look like Canada, where education is guaranteed to every single student. And what is the biggest hope for the world? It's when families come into a country and they say, we've arrived, we're lucky, now we're going to challenge our children to learn, 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 and be the generation that helps to keep the family moving up. In conclusion, I just want to thank all of you for this incredible award. I'm very, very proud to receive it. I also realize that what I've done so far, what my team has done so far, is simply the tip of the iceberg. There is a long, long, long road ahead. Thankfully, like many of you, we have energy, we have vision, we have purpose. And let me say right here that I hope that as we enter the next couple of decades of our life at Room to Read, we can do something even bigger. And I invite all of you to join in with this in any way you can. And that is simple. We wish to reverse the notion that any child ever again can be told, you were born in the wrong time, at the wrong time, in the wrong place, to the wrong family, and you therefore will not get educated. We believe that idea belongs in the trash can of human history, on the ash heap of human history. We must tell every child everywhere in the world, you were born in the right place at the right time, because those of us who've gotten a world-class education are ready, willing, and able to pay it forward. Let's think big, let's pay it forward, and let's create a world that looks much like this room, educated, optimistic, and ready to go do great things for the world. Congratulations to the graduates and their families. Thank you to McGill. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Wood. I would like to make a suggestion to all of the people who are receiving diplomas, certificates today, to complete your day before you go to bed tonight, go online and check out the site Room to Read. I think you will find this one of the most inspiring, as Dr. Wood has pointed out, one of the most inspiring messages that you could possibly have. And I can assure you, particularly since you are all receiving your degrees and diplomas and certificates from the Faculty of Education, I think this is nothing could complete your day better than going online and taking a look at this. Thank you. We will now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, M. Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Education to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Fortier, or Chancellor Emeritus, former Chair of the Board of Governors, Richard Pound. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat and get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or the degree itself is given to students by the dean as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students wearing beautiful red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather on the scarf has two meanings: respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we reside. The turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and Professor Dilson Rassier, Interim Dean of the Faculty of Education, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Counseling Psychology, Deborah Ann Diusso. Alexandre Fuchs. Christopher James McKinnon. Jonathan Petraglia. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Psychology, Özlem Erten. Ahmed Ibrahim. Maria Claudia Orjuela Laverde. John Ranalucci. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Educational Studies, Julian Paul Kettner. Chan Wang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Paula Louise Bush. Fabio Cardarelli Minozzo. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Library and Information Studies, Noof Nael Kashman. Natasha Zwarich. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in School Applied Child Psychology, Carla Fiona Dockery. Lavanya Sampasivam, I'll get it right one year, Lavanya. Sarah Jane Elizabeth Renaud. Kristen Maria Schaub. For the degree of Master of Arts in Counseling Psychology, Nadine Ashraf Arafa. Jillian Marie Auquin. Evelyn Anne Charon Smith. Julien Charles Elia. Mary Margaret Giffen. Andrea Moorhouse Gleason. Michelle Leanne Harrison. Jacqueline Marie Francine Lemieux. Patricia Lynn McDonald. Weimeng Florence Mack. Sarah Madigatz. Mariam Naji. Jessica A. Raven. Lasha Jalina Shaw Korchinski. Amanda Ray Sheptiki. For the degree of Master of Arts in Culture and Values in Education, Jessica Doubt. Amanda Jaeger. For the degree of Master of Arts in Education and Society, Sandra Deer. Amelia May Haskell. Sayed Sahabeddin Hosseini. Charlotte Sachs. Ryan Trudeau. Francis Michael Wilson. For the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Leadership, Kim Barnes. Greg Campbell. Ronnie DeCastro. Patricia Marina Fancello. Lucia Glaive. Ping Ji. Jennifer Kurta. Lynn L'Espérance. Jean-Daniel Lucier. Julie Marcus. Diana Marie Martyr. Sean McMahon. Hillary Ann McGuire Miron. Jake Roberts. for the degree of Master of Arts in Educational Psychology, Gaman Ali Al-Zrani. Mariela Castellanos Prieto. Anna Sverdlik. Zainab Sabad. For the degree of Master of Arts in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Mylène Boudreau. For the degree of Master of Arts in School Applied Child Psychology, Vanessa Amy Babineau. Vanessa Bao. Victoria Melissa Dubay. Melanie Jolie. Samira S. L. Mumni. Shalaka Shaw. Jillian Catherine Stewart. For the degree of Master of Arts in Second Language Education, Carolina Carpanzano. Brent Dennis Delane. Carmen Enake. Maria Papayoannou. Heidi Estela Romero Ramirez. For the degree of Master of Arts in Teaching and Learning, Vanessa Claire Boudreau. Maria Kuzma Dovico. Andrea? Andrea Di Lallo. Sajida Kadim. Marissa Machaca. Congratulations. For the degree of Master of Education in Educational Psychology, Abrar Naif Alanazi. Alexi Catherine Sipak. Christina Cufaro. Carrie Lynn Drozdick. Cindy Maria Vogel. Delicia Franceschini. Natasha Glazer. Jeremy Grauer. Karen Elizabeth Hickey. Valerie Horn. Sandra Lariviere. Arzu Malik.
Good morning to you.
Laura Marielle Massé. Nastasia Nobile. Tanya Stein. Emmeline Laura Watt. Jennifer Weitzman. Danwei Zeng. Rui Zhao. For the degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Ashley Ann Amaral. Caitlin Bailey. Danielle Amy Belanger. Erin Bienert. Catherine Gano Black. Matthew Mark Bouchard. Celia Cambuim. Emma McGregor Carey. Kathleen Ann Rosetta Colley. Ada Yixing Chan. Natalie Kolayakovo. Emily Ann Christ. Darren Francis Crow. Jenny Maxine Cunliffe. Nathalie Dupreux. Robin Elizabeth Demille. Diana Christine DiFrancesco. Shannon Doiron. Jeremy Godet. Andrea Joanna Gimpu. Charipal Singh Graywall. Sabrina Susan Gurniak. Pamela Megan Harrison. Carly Lynn Hatt. Is it Hayden or Hayden? Mark Simon Hayden. Jessica Christine Hebert. Sandy Hervieux. Alan Lewis Hoffman. Emily Kingsland. Catherine Langlois. Joanne Marie Joyce Lemieux. Shuang Li. King Na Lim. Shannon Akalia McGillivray. Kelty Jane McPhail. Karine Moret. Kelly McCormick. J. Dustin Robert McKinney. Dalal Moore Elzeki. Julie Danielle Morin. Nadine Melinda Habi. Anne Marie Mulvena. Mona Abdullah Munshi. Christy Alexandra Popwell. Catherine Marie Reddy. Maria Racina. Donald John Richin. Annika Laura Robbins. Emily Shepherd Lanza. Allison Smith. Dana Michelle Tessier. Stephanie Trapid. Adam James West. Cherie Co. Worden. Emily Chu Wei Zheng. Xuan Zhou. Amelia Zimmet. Not a problem. For the degree of Master of Science in Kinesiology and Physical Education, Samuel Forget. Yana Konakhova. For the Graduate Certificate in Educational Leadership, Level 1, Françoise Baril. Cynthia Desois. Christina Mary Cishon. For the Diploma in Human Relations and Family Life Education, Anna Muriel Findel, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Education for First Nations and Inuit, Emily Frances Bosom. Bernadette Cindy Katapatuk. Nora Jeannie Katapaduk. Mary Helen Mianskom. For the Certificate in Inclusive Education, Donatella Aviles Daniel. Cheryl Ann Kennedy, Dean's Honor List. Caroline Nemes. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Kindergarten and Elementary Education, Antonia Acordonense. Noor Afana. Hello. Jennifer Allure. Jessica Ambrosino. Rachel Ampofo. Tanya Avridor. Aisha Aziz. Tulasi Balisingam. Melissa Bank. Kelly Lauren Bernstein, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Bigra Masse. Catherine Catalina Boisvert Valencia. Brianne Nicole Bond, Dean's Honor List. Tanis Marie Brown. Cantore. Valerie Cantore. Veronica Grazia Carbonaro.
Caruana.
Maria Caruana. Jade and Guy May Ting Sera Guy. Weiling Chan.
Caroline.
Caroline Chaput.
Citron.
Kaylee Ariel Citron. Elizabeth Baird Cleveland. Samantha Colatriano. Sarah Coleman. Angela Catherine Cristiano.
Thank you.
Catherine Anna D'Agostino, Dean's Honor List. Diana Pamela Damora, Dean's Honor List. Katie Da Silva. Stephanie DeCiccio. Antonia DeFudis. Melissa Del Tedesco.
Rachel
Natalia Natalka Desjardins. Stephanie Daisy Desprez. Celia Marie DeCintio. Christina Di Michele. Raquel Di Tiro. Charlotte Ann Dickey.
Thank you. El Halwi.
Sophie El Halwi. Tiffany Emanuelides, the Miriam Painter Marcus Awards and Dean Honor List. Wenqing Fang. Marilyn Fillion. Christina Francis. Glicaria Galanis. Sarah Alexandra Gentleman. Vanessa Giulio. Carolann Isabel Gravel. Samantha Greco. Diana Grillini. Suzanne Guth. Christina Hewatt. Ryan Eisenman. Jennifer Jones. Katharine Maria Juricek. Dimitra Kapnias, Dean's Honor List. Bridget Ann Kelly. Susan Kesbian. Davy Leah Kanna. Suna Kalajian, Dean's Honor List. Ja Kyum Kim. Annabelle Lafrechou. Stephanie Monique Lalonde. Claudine Lavoie. Alicia Le Caldare. Amanda Lecomte. Eric Dennis Laranger, Dean's Honor List. Cynthia Danielle MacDonald. Katerina Memoni. Kaylee Danielle Mallette Basque, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Manny Harris, the Jean M. Gwynne Award. Mireille Mansour. Araxi Markarian. Dana Jade McDonald, Dean's Honor List. Sylvie McGillis. Ashley Lauren Manarek. Georgia Mentakis. Christina Marie Meredith. Samantha Ann Michael, Dean's Honor List. Thank you.
Laura?
Laura Christine Morielli. Antoine Mark Newhouse. Sabrina Nicholson, Dean's Honor List. Jamie Robin Noodleman. Jay Young Oh. Claudia Pampena. Lyndon Parker, the McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Ian Passini, Dean's Honor List. Arti Patel, Dean's Honor List. Varsha Patel. Patricia Pierre, Dean's Honor List. Carmelina Pizzucco. Monique Plourde. Nancy Lynn Poirier, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Ponzo. Christina Prato. Valentina Prudente Muniz. Adara Raget Skillings. Lorianne Rapitoni.
Reyes?
Christian Reyes. Theodora Ristic. Valerie Ann Robichaud. Sashana Robinson. Emily Roy. Georgia Sakas. Ellie Sato. Sydney Bly Skodras. Samantha Scott. Sarah Ann Shackle. Eileen Sherris. Brooke Lindsay Singleton. Maramoon Sokol Rubenstein. Nida Takla. Lauren Elizabeth Thurber, the Jean M. Gwynne Award and Dean's Honor List. Elaine Eleni Tsoukalos. Sarah Vitali. Jessica Lauren Wallace. Sarah Waller. Rochelle Ellen Watson. Audrey Weissman. Jessica Marie Williams. Madeleine Irene Williams Orser. Courtney Sylvia Wilson. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Music, Elementary and Secondary, Laura Ann Bates, Dean's Honor List. Alexandra Burke, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Nathan Philip Gage, the Phyllis Shapiro Teaching Award and Dean's Honor List. Veronica Graniero, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Amy Catherine Humphreys, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. John Min Lee. Christina Elena Marku. D. Vanessa Elaine Moncrief, Dean's Honor List. Samantha Sobel, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Paige Elizabeth Stumberg also received a Bachelor of Music. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Physical and Health Education, Roy Abi Abdallah. Layla Azimani. Philippe Balthazar. Simon Benoit. Mona Baznakian, the gold medal and Dean's Honor List. Cleoshira Ulysses Castaneda. Suzanne Claveau. Catherine Couture. Michael John Kudrasov. Patricia Dempsey. Shane Fambuena. Emily Ann Grace. Marie-Ève Grelot. Danielle Margaret Holden.
Doesn't say it here, please.
Okay. Alexander Hutchison III.
Jurassic?
And Jurassic. Stephanie Karaminas.
I can't do Aussie, but I can do Osborne.
Aussie Long, Teaching and Learning Leadership Award. Melissa Marier. Angelo Maratta. Christopher Michael McNeil. Brianna Mary Miller. Jessica Mocella. Samantha Josephine Nakarato. Emmanuelle Marie Ouellette. Jessica Paternostro. Michael Douglas Posey Flannery. Melissa André-Anne Sanson-Jarry. Stephanie Schultz. Anthony Paul Supa. Patrick Joseph Sweeney. Andrew Michael Sweet. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Education, one subject, Tsifuina Tahiri Andrea Manantena, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Sabrina DeChico, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Kyle Alexander Dulund, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. Jessica Kumari Bipin Patel, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. for the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary English, Maria Ali. Carl Joseph Bauer, the Chantal Mellard Memorial Prize. Cristina Castiglione. Melissa Champagne. Candace Check. Jessica DiCriscio. Jacqueline DiGenova. Carolyn Donnelly. Emily Founds. Kevin Galt.
Thank you.
Jessica Gelbard. Elise Francis Ireland. Christopher Robert Marsh. Jessica Marcello. Kieran Alexandra Marston. Kayla Matias. Samantha Michelli. Samantha Newman. George Pantazopoulos. Maria Papadatos. Lindsay Renee Perron. Catherine Marie Phelan. Alin Roland. Adriana Ruffini.
Caroline
Ellen Selber Natu. Melissa Robin Smithman. Julia Telsher Snopek. Nikasha Tangidala. Jordana Marie Theriault. Lindsay Erin Waldron. Rachel Elizabeth Wise. David Zahn. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Mathematics, Olga Joya. Jennifer Huining Lui. Michael Andrew Sekarecha. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Science and Technology, Julie Evelyn Baudet. Megan Leah DeLiva. Lorraine Malouf. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Secondary Social Sciences, Amna Ahmed. Andrew Albanese. and Sophie Auverbach. Stephanie Nicole Blanchfield. Bianca Bifone. Jonathan Alexander Collin. Michael Rafael Daddario. Blair Lee Dash. Anthony Lee Duaron. Amanda Freitas Pereira. Krista Anita Hall. Juliana Nguyen Perrault. Sarah Aweva Nurayan.
Congratulations.
Katie Patterson. Jessica Ann Petrella. Emily Ann Sondercook. Kimberly Irene Simon.
Megan, or Megan?
Megan Catherine Sky. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching English as a Second Language, Elementary and Secondary, Kevin Osen. Alexa Savannah Huja. Carol Butler. Sandrine Dubuisson. Anna Maria Gabrielli. Greta Gradinaru. Julia Granito. And Farhin Hassan.
That Hunsaker?
Stephanie Elizabeth Hunsaker.
McGrath?
Charlotte Hinano Henriette McGrath. Silvana Messina. Mariana Mirzoyan. Julie Sanissac Dompierre. Keshia Jamila Slowly. Sean Thick. For the degree of Bachelor of Education in Teaching French as a Second Language Joint Program with the Université de Montréal, Daphné Maud André Morin. Marie-Joëlle Asselin Chrétien. Christina Couture. Cynthia José Richmond. For the degree of Bachelor of Education for Certified Teachers, Eva Ogiak. Josie Cox.
Congratulations.
Caroline Inupuk. Eva Inapak. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Christina Apostolakis. Laura Bland-Lasso. Michelle Canac-Marquis. Hillary Clayton. Jennifer Ann Clements. Amanda Marlin Farias Zuniga.
Is that Kochiki Chebra?
Matthew Stanislaw Kaziki Chebrook. Valerie Lecuyer. Mallory Ann Laframboise, Dean's Honor List. Taryn Louise Landry.
Hello. Is that Christine or Christine?
Okay. Marie-Christine Lapointe.
Is John Lynn?
John Lynn.
Nice catch.
Gets an extra degree for that catch. Danny Lee. Olkar Mamadova. Phoebe Isabel Swetnam Matthews. Michelle Judith Mayer, Honors Kinesiology. Lucas Peter Maroto, Honors in Kinesiology and Dean's Honor List. Ange Leonce Indolimana Mugabo. Lisanne Michelle Nelson, Honors Kinesiology. Mathieu Novak. Sanant Patel. Jamie Rebner. Chelsea Michelle Saunders. Isabelle Saint-Jean. Danny Tran. Nina Reiterhaeg. Marie Alexandra Variano, Honors in Kinesiology. Stephen Robert Warsh.
So you're the last one. No, one more. Okay.
Christine G. Ran Zhang.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please join me in extending our thanks to Professor Bruce Shore for reading out the names. Professor. Would the graduating class please stand? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the audience to rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge and the message of Dr. Wood that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. Now to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Amen. difference to you. Don't waste your time.